This is The Takeaway. It's great to have you with us this hour. I'm Todd Zwillick. Deadly nerve agents and the attempted murder of a former Russian spy have terrified the residents of Salisbury, England over the last week. Now the UK government has responded. Prime Minister Theresa May announced 23 Russian diplomats are to be expelled from Britain and that high-level contacts with Russia are to be cut off. In the House of Commons on Wednesday, Theresa May wanted to show that she was laying blame on Vladimir Putin's doorstep.
Mr. Speaker, it was right to offer Russia the opportunity to provide an explanation. But their response has demonstrated complete disdain for the gravity of these events. They have provided no credible explanation that could suggest they lost control of their nerve agent. No explanation as to how this agent came to be used in the United Kingdom. No explanation as to why Russia has an undeclared chemical weapons program in contravention of international law.
Russia has denied any role in the attempted poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Still, nearly two dozen Russian diplomats are going home, but not everyone thinks this is quite the crackdown that the Prime Minister promised. Ryan Chilcote is a journalist and Russia expert in the UK who spent years in both London and Moscow.
So 23 diplomats is the equivalent of 40% of the sort of key embassy staff. So it definitely hampers their ability to do diplomatic work or to do, as the UK maintains, intelligence work without revealing that. At the same time, as you and I both know, a lot of intelligence work nowadays is done on the internet and through cyber operations. So it's not entirely clear to me that it makes a huge difference, but certainly the government is saying that this will be helpful in dismantling Russia's espionage network in the UK.
Now, you say that Theresa May had many, many more options that she could have executed here to get tough on Russia, and that there were members of parliament who were leaning on her to do that. What more could she have done? What's in the toolkit for a prime minister who wants to really get tough on Vladimir Putin and his people?
Well, look, at one point, just to give you an example of how serious this could have gotten, there were some suggesting that she could invoke Article 5 of the NATO, collective security agreement. In other words, she could say that an attack against Britain had taken place by, an enemy of Britain, and she could call on Britain's NATO allies to respond to the attack. In other words, effectively attack Russia, or at least acknowledge that Russia had attacked the United Kingdom. She didn't do that. That's pretty extreme. London is a financial center. Arguably, it shares the post with New York City, the world's financial center. A lot of Russian billionaires are here. A lot of Russian companies traditionally have raised money here. Britain has always been very pragmatic about accepting money from around the world because it helps business here in the UK. It helps all the banks here in Britain. She could have cracked down on that. She didn't really. 23 diplomats, it's going to make their life a little bit more difficult. They'll have to, go home. Russia will expel some British diplomats. But in the big scheme of things, it's a pretty small fry. She really, I think did the bare minimum in a way.
It seems like Theresa May also could have made life difficult for some of those Russian billionaires, some of those oligarchs who enjoy townhouses in Chelsea and other places around London, seized some of their assets, made it hard for them to get to their homes.
Absolutely. And, if you're and there are practical reasons other than the fact that, for many people, having, a beautiful home in London is an insurance policy in a way against badness back at home, because you can always just go to London and live there if things go sour back at home for you. It's also just a very practical place for the Russians to do business with the rest of the world. Russia's, a little bit out of the way for many people. You need a travel visa to get there. So she could have. And, there are literally dozens of Russian billionaires, also known as oligarchs, who have, palatial homes here. And she could have really cracked down on them. She could make it much more difficult for them to do business here. And I know for a fact, having spoken with many of them, that they were very concerned about that. But that hasn't happened, at least yet.
Well, Ryan, then the question is why? Why, after such a high-profile, brutal attempted murder on the streets of England, would the prime minister essentially take a soft approach?
There's a couple parts to that. First off, it would not be without consequence for Britain itself, right? The Russians bring a lot of investment, just like the Chinese, just like the Arabs, and so they would be depriving them of that investment. All of a sudden, London wouldn't look like the safe place for money from around the world that it has been. I mean, that would be really going counter to what London has been for the last, I don't know, 25 years. And the second thing is, maybe there are some people that think that, you know, actually, just because they have money and they're from Russia doesn't mean we should punish them, even if we believe, as clearly the British government does, that the Kremlin was behind this attack, that isn't necessarily the most effective way to deal with this. In other words, as the prime minister herself said, you know, maybe they shouldn't all Russians or people, as she said, of Russian extraction shouldn't be tarred with the same brush.
So talk a little bit more about what you think the lesson learned is here for Vladimir Putin and the Russians, assuming that they are behind this attack, as the Brits think they are. What's the message for Vladimir Putin right now?
Well, the message, you know, that's obviously being sent to Vladimir Putin from the UK and at least rhetorically from the rest of the West is that you won't get away with this. But the action isn't quite commensurate with the threat. So, you know, I think he will say, all right, we get that. But if you look here, for example, even in the UK, as the prime minister announced the expulsion of these 23 Russian diplomats, you then heard the leader of the opposition in this country effectively questioning why she was doing that without giving Russia more time. Then his spokesman questioning the veracity of the evidence, you know, sort of saying, well, you know, our chemical weapons investigators, our intelligence services don't always get it right when it comes to chemical weapons. Take a look at what happened with Iraq. And, you know, we thought there was WMD there. Well, this kind of division that has been created by this, you know, this incident in Salisbury, this poisoning, you know, the fact that it's already divisive within British politics, as we saw with the story of Russian meddling in the United States. Well, that's not contrary to Vladimir Putin's interests in the West. Let's just put it that way.
Ryan Chilcote, journalist and Russia expert in the UK. Ryan, great to have you. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.